Blog Talk Radio.
All right, people. Y'all know what's going to happen right here. We play a little bit of music. We have a little bit of fun. Then we get ready to start the second half of the show. Now, while I'm doing all this crap, I'm going to play some more of my own music. Because that's the type of stuff I can do. So here we go. This is my song called That Is Gangsta. I am the last verse in the song. The first two are some friends of mine. But I'm the last verse in the song, and I just like my own daggum music. So get ready for the second half of the show. Listen to some of my music and some of your favorite music. We're going to play a little bit of 80s music when we get through playing some of my music. You know, should we play that? Because everybody likes Hating on Me. All right, I'm going to play that. I'm going to play Hate on Me.
Damn.
Next 5 days. on. Don't forget my son to include everyone. I'll tuck you in, warm within, keep you free from death till the Sandman comes. Sleep with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight. Wrong to never, never land.
Tonight, love. But my body telling me it hurts, baby. I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess.
And I know that's what you need, girl. So,
baby, bring your body here.
Bring your body here. I'm not fooling around with you. Baby, I'm trying to screw.
I mean, wait a minute, that's not the word.
You are here with me.
Y'all forgive me, I gotta sing this though.
baby, let's do it right. Lady, you know just what I need. I want to hold you all the time. Baby, just touch on me anywhere. It's cute, you turn me on. Ooh, baby, I like to run my fingers through your hair. So come on, stay with me all night. I wanna rock with you, baby. All night long, I blow control with you, lady. Smoke a rock with you, baby. All night long. Smoking, growing, smoking, rock me. Oh, my love. Ooh, how about a little music now? Let's hear some Marvin Gaye.
I don't know what happened, because I like that song. Why did they stop playing it? Why did you stop playing it? Oh, there you go.
Baby, and leave it on me. if you feel like leaving, you know you can go. Why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know.
It is.
See your 80s, baby. See your 80s. You know, this is a good show when the callers are still on the line.
On a perfect day, I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you weather the storm? Oh, oh.
But I need somebody who will stand by me through the good times and bad times. She will always be right there. Honey, everybody loves me. Tell
me, baby, can you stand the rain? Oh, 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 oh,
Rocky Balboa, come on now. Does it get any better than this? All the fans of Rocky need to get up and start singing this. Listen, nigga.
We're not indestructible. Bitch, you better get that straight. Maybe unbelievable. The hands of fate. There's something no worth fighting for. Some feelings never die. I'm not asking for another chance. I just want to know why. There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home. There's no easy way. I don't wanna pay for that. I don't wanna drag you down. But I'm feeling like a prisoner. Like a figure in a no-name town. I see all the angry faces. So afraid that could be you and me. Talking about what might have been. I'm talking about what it used to be. I believe them. Now the old one, maybe they'll agree with me.
but the heart of rock and roll, the heart of rock and roll, you're beaten. another suburban family morning. Grandmother screaming up the wall. Y'all need to hear the words, shit. And frustration. No suicides are fake. With the top down, switching four lanes. If this don't make you feel good, nothing will. Yeah.
leave my condo to come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time I'm with my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzas, whatever I thought. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I'd hate to come back to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous.
Yeah. always been thought to be one of God's most precious works. I guess that's how she had you fooled, because she was an angel in disguise. Hurt and pain could never come from her, so you left me only to find that hurt and pain involves her. But now you see your mistakes, and now you see your angel was a fake. But my love was never misplaced. See, baby, my love is true. And most importantly, that I love you.
I love the way you shine. $100 million treasure. I'd give the world to make you mine. I'll put a string of pearls right in your hand. Make love on a beach of just black sand. Out right in the rain, we can do it all night. I'll touch all the places he was not. And mommy never knew what gets too hot. Nothing is forbidden when we touch. Baby, I wanna do all the things you never do.
car track. But damn, it got wheels. Holding the conference call on my hands, free car telephone, looking like I'm talking to myself. Shooting the breeze, cutting it up real stuff, like chopping it up like food businessman. Talking about, by the way, B, what we do this week on Soundcheck? If I ain't in Japan, I'm in the valley. Or maybe next door in Gary hitting bowling alley. Or maybe at the shooting ring, me and Bank Bay are on the golf course with Bert and Hank.
Overlooking the sun.
Give me my problem. With the cutest out of this world. Looking down on Dodgers. Dipping on the court. Watching my kids play basketball in the backyard on a 40 by 63 foot long sports court.
From the Dove Shack, getting Dove shit out, kicking it at Kings Park with all the homies. You know what I'm saying? So, won't you check out my homie, Bo to the Rock?
Bow down when I come to your town.
bow down. When the whip went bang, bow down. Cause I ain't a hater like you, bow down to a nigga that's greater than you. I take 10 steps and I draw.
Now who's this in the mad ass Inglewood edition?
I bust like a pimple, my mind is still mental. The west side connects with me in South Central. When the drag from the zigzag can't fuck with the Billy, holding down the Wild West like the kid they call Billy. Once again, it's Mac 10, the gold crown holder, strong as a Coca-Cola with a chrome pistola. Now who wanna fuck so I can bust when I cuss? My look bring the beer with gear from the surfer. Since a teen, I chase the green, the crack scene team. No low cornices and baguettes on my pieces. So recognize these real cheese, chase the cheese. The west side connect, keep it rolling like gold. These three willing and dealing, it's like a California style. But in the meanwhile, in my town, you got the bow. When you come to my town,
bow down.
When I'm westward bound,
bow down.
Because I ain't a hater like you, bow down to a nigga that's greater than you. Well, it's that Chuck wearing still sport of the beanie. The shadiest nigga when a click who wanna see me gas. I slide my notes on, let my khaki bang. West side, connect gang, bing, bing, bang. Run away, go get your punk ass slayed by this H, double O to the D to the SDA. Fuck hard in it, I'm gang related, simple and plain, which means I can give a fuck about you niggas in this rap gang. Flashy niggas get stuck up, beat the fuck up. When you come around, keep your chain tucked from this zero apostrophe, yes shit. Fuck the studio lyricist, I'm real with this. Talk the talk, walk the walk, dip me your wax, I'm trying to saw your whole fucking head off, nigga. I'm platinum bound, so please shut up. And nigga, wall y'all can kiss my conference like show me. When I come to your town, when I'm west of bound, cause I ain't a hater like you, bow down to a nigga that's greater than you. When you come to our town, when we west with bound, cause we ain't no haters like you, bow down to some nigga that's greater than you. Gangsters make the world go round. So you ain't got the.
It's kinda easy when you listen to the G-Dub sound. Pioneer speakers bumper, never beat on the pound. I got the sound for your. Can I get in where I'm sitting, listen, let me conversate, better yet regulate, shake the spot with my knot, may fade, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid, I played ball through the halls of CIS with Snoop Dogg's big brother calling dirty left, rack em up, crack em up, stack em up against the gate, the homies trying to catch me but they can't wait, the street lights just came on, and my mama's in the streets telling me to come home, I hit the gate and I hops on my swing. And I tell the homies, all right then, yeah. It's kind of easy when you listen to the G-Dub sound. Pioneer speakers bumping as a people of town. I got the sound for you.
Motherfucker, silly sucker ass sucker, now you duck it cause you can't. never be the same, cause a nigga like the clique is taking over. I really don't think I should have to explain it. Oh yeah, I'm a dog, but my name ain't Rover, and I'm the kind of nigga that's feeling no pain. Sometimes I have to wear a bulletproof vest, because I got the CPG siren across my chest. A funky young brother never ceases to impress. My name is DJ Chris, so you can fuck the rest. I'm coming like this, and I'm coming directly, cause suckers get tame, rapping Jim, I'm doing damage quite effectively. Rhyming is a battle zone, and suckers have no wins, cause I'm a veteran from the COMBTON.
Mac 10, you know your rule, hip hop, Ben. Wait a minute, they ain't how the West Coast rock, nigga.
Here I am in the flesh, yes, I love death. I'm obsessed by the sound I was. Follow the rappers, it's flatter than a white girl's butt. I manifest my name and the reason I came in the first place. Girl, shake your brain like an earthquake. A lot of people admit that I am roll high. Cover my ass like a bee, I am sore. My jaws are real wicked like Dharma. I hold all my water for niggas, it's like a meal ticket. It's nowhere to run to, baby. It's nowhere to hide.
Yo, that's a shout. A bad seat was on the ground. Running mad wild, cause death was my style. The crazy maniac, yo, boomer chick. I suckle like a shark when the fresh blood drips.
California, 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 California,
Let's go. Out on bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing Hoochie screaming. Fiending for money and alcohol, the life of a West Side player with cowards die in the wrong ball. Only in Cali will we riot, not rally, to live and die. In LA, we wear chucks, not valley. Dress their loafs in khaki suits and ride is what we do. Flossing but half caution, we collide with other groups. Famous because we program worldwide, let them recognize the Long Beach and Rose brands. Bumping and grinding like a slow jam. It's West Side, so you know the Roma bow down to no man. Say what you say, but give me that ball beat from Dre. Let me serenade the streets of LA. From Oakland to Sac Town, the Bay Area and back down. Cali is winning, put they back down. Give me love.
How we do on this West Side, because you and I know it's the best side.
It's the first of the month.
So I just keep my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace. Packing, asking who want it. This nigga flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Sometimes your words just hypnotize you, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so tender. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize you, and I just love your flashy ways.
I put holes in NY on the DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes
roll with Moschino. Every cutie with a booty bought a coochie.
So he's a real dude. Man, who's really the shit? The nigga drive dick. Friends like push the stick on the...
Tell me who rock, who sell out in stores. You tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels drop, drop. Who mostly Gucci down, who flop. The same old pimp, mate. You know ain't nothing changed but my lamp. Can't stop, try, see my name on the blimp. Guarantee me and shell full of love or luck. You don't believe in Harlem World, nigga, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem nigga with the Goldie sound. Yeah, no PhD, nigga, hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game. Now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Woody. True pimp, nigga, spin no dough on the booty. Yeah, nigga, mate, stand for your cutie.
Mine is mine.
Get back the cat that's me. 230, 6'2, me bust for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. gonna be older, way longer than you gonna be younger.
He lied, money counts, better. He lied, money counts, better. He lied, money counts, better. He denied, you'll see the light.
Clock tick. I really love head, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Spoke out the mouth, head out the mouth.
Incredible, baby. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Good dude, I know you love me like cooked food, even though it gotta move like a crook move. We was together on the block since we lunch. We should have been together having four seasons brunch. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather. So now we travel first class to change the forecast. Never in bunches, just me and you. I loved your point of view because you held no punches. Still I left you for months on end. It's been months since I checked back in. We're somewhere in a small town, somewhere locking them all down. Wood grain, foreign change, armor all down. I can understand why you want a divorce now. So I can't let you know it. Pride won't let me show it. Pretend to be heroic, that's just one to grow it. But deep inside it, so sick. I can't see him coming down my eyes. So I gotta make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes.
You can catch me in the cherry red 150. Ooh. Got the grizzly locked in the stizzy. Hot glizzy doing 60 down a wall with the drunk fishy. Trying to cruise through the avenue while my people's just popping bottles up as soon as my neighbor fuck that. Spun the UE, lost the hubcap, was back to the shack. Came back in a what's that? In the Paris, whoop, take a Debbie face, baby cabbage, every yellow, hot bird, every radish face, shop the dealer. Got the check for the squealers, where I'm best for the killers, nothing best for the squealer in the big apple. Where it's Christian gets the shit tackled, enemies fit as your best friend, is not the best, no one. Got beef, but joking, yeah. You don't need no one. Nope. Talking about session, oh, I'm gonna go for Nolo. Call face, what up for Nolo? When these probably Nolo, but you need no Nolo.
Mm-hmm.
One more song, because I got to play this, because everybody knows that Johnny Gill is my favorite. So I got to play Johnny, then we get to the show. You can't be in the 90s without Johnny. Motherfucking 90s. It appeared we did. We got stuck in the 90s because the 90s had rap and shit. We didn't really have rap in the 80s. But the 80s still wins. And you ask me, why would the 80s still win? Well, because the 80s has songs like this.
Just a gigolo, and everywhere I
Here's what we're going to do. On count of three, I'm going to ask the people in the audience, be honest. You guys have heard it. You've given your reasons. And I'm going to answer some phone calls. So call in now. The number's 347-989-8310. First question. Who has the best music, 80s or 90s? Go. Big Shed, what's up? Big Shed, are you on the line? Well, I can't hear Big Shed. What's happening? Is it there? I can't hear. He muted. He was unmuted. He got muted again. That's a sweet talking nigga there. That nigga's just special with it. Mute it. Unmute it. You need it. I don't need it. What you talking about? For real? All right, then. Lawless! What's happening, brother?
What's up, man?
Not much. Hey, all right, be honest. Who got it?
You know what? I got to call it a tie, man.
I know. Hard.
I got to call it a tie. And me, I grew up in the 90s, but I remember some of the 80s, man, especially Mike. He ruled that, but then again,
that's what I'm saying. You got Mike, you got Prince.
But you know what? Hold on. I might have to disqualify Mike because he ruled the 80s. That's true. But he's been around since, what, the 60s? So a lot of decades could claim him, man. He had hits coming up since a kid. So
You know what? That's fair. That is fair. Just like Prince. Prince had he had like one or two in the 70s, late 70s.
Right. So, you know, but Thriller was the shit.
But you got to remember, look what we gave you in the 80s, though. We gave you Rick James. Yeah, he was at his best in the 80s.
Yeah, Rick James. You know what? I'll give the 80s this. I'll say the 80s, in all genres, they were very... They weren't afraid to risk for creativity.
That's right.
And out of that came a lot of hits. Now, y'all had a lot of crap, too. 90s had crap, but the 80s had a lot of crap. But I could forgive them because of that creativity. You know, it was just more variety. Now, 90s.
Think about it. We had Jody Watley.
Yeah.
We had, I mean, it's just so much that came out of the 80s.
I even liked Madonna in the 80s.
Right. Thank you. Madonna was the 80s.
Yeah. I had a crush on her. I didn't know what I wanted to do with her at the time. I want to do something, but I just don't know what it is.
I think what it is we forget how many great people came out of it. Here's the difference. Great, classic, all-time music came out of the 80s. We love listening to some of that 90s stuff, but that stuff I was playing isn't all-time great.
That's a lot of stuff from the 80s. Like, you ever hear a lot of songs, but sometimes you don't know who the artist is or the title of the song is when you hear that song.
Mm-hmm.
It's like instant. See, like I said, I was born in the 80s. I was born in 84. So, you know, I only remember so much. But there's certain songs you was bumping. I'm like, damn, who the name of that artist is, man? I've been looking for that song for years. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, 90s, other than hip-hop, obviously blew up then. That was the last
one. There you go. That's where we get confused. Because I'm like you. When I was listening to that 80s, I mean that 90s, once I got to hip-hop, I kept thinking, well, the 90s got the 80s.
Yeah. I mean, I think it kind of smoothed out. You had Johnny Gill. You had LSG. You know. You had Brian McKnight.
Music was more sexy in the 90s.
Yeah. It was a lot more smooth. Like, music finally found its stride in the 90s. I think the 90s was the last great era of music in general.
I would agree. That. And you know what's funny? Us 80s babies and you 90s babies, when we all get together, it's not as big of an argument as it is with 60s and 70s or like 90s and 2000. Like, there's no argument. We almost kind of agree. Like, we agree that without you or without us, there'd be no you, and you are our mirror. So they kind of go together.
Yeah, 90s kind of complements the 80s, put it that way. 90s kind of complements that. Because even hip-hop, that around that time, they were still sampling heavy.
There you go.
And it wasn't just from the 80s, but yeah, you could tell there was a lot of, you know, a lot of sample stuff from the 80s came into the mix in hip hop. Mm-hmm. I think what was left of the 90s rolled over into the 2000s up until about, I say, 2004. The first few years of 2000s were decent. Then after that, it just went downhill after 05.
Yeah, it fell the fuck off after a while. I had to stop listening to music. And I even think about think about it this way. Like, we can compare 80s and 90s, like television. The 80s, we gave you the Transformers. In the 90s, y'all gave us the motherfucking Power Rangers. I mean, it is what it is.
Power Rangers,
we gave y'all Nintendo, y'all gave us PlayStation.
Yeah. You know what? Like I said, I grew up in the 90s. Cause so as far as music concerns, it's a tie. Now, as far as things to do growing up as a kid, I had the Atari 2600, 7200 in the 80s. You know, gave me Pac-Man, Donkey Kong. 90s, though, gave me Mortal Kombat and fucking...
I'll give you that. You can't beat Mortal Kombat.
Nigga, I still know the blood code, nigga.
Hey, you know what else you can't beat, too? Like, okay, the 80s gave you Tecmo Bowl. The 90s gave a nigga John Madden.
Yeah, gave us Madden. You know, because the most terrible game of the 80s was E.T. Oh, my God.
The 80s gave you cell phones. The 90s gave you flip phones.
Yeah. Ooh, them big, big dumbass brick cell phones y'all had. How the fuck did y'all carry that shit, man? God damn.
Woo, that phone was a hassle to carry that motherfucker with you. You'd rather carry some quarters and catch a payphone.
That shit must have cost a grand at that time and shit. But all the bitches.
Oh, no. Phone bill was a motherfucker, boy. Your cell phone bill be $2,000.
You know, he had the bitches. He had that phone, I guess, at the time. Couldn't help but notice that motherfucker got a cell phone. Big dumbass gray thing, like eclipse the half of your face and shit. Oh, yeah.
But think about the movies. We had Beverly Hills Cop. We had Lethal Weapon. We had E.T.
I had Terminator.
I'm sorry, but it seemed like all the best movies came out of the 80s.
You know what? I'll give you that. Didn't Aliens start in the 80s, too?
Aliens started in the 80s.
Okay. Yeah. Y'all had
Terminator franchise was in the 80s, but Part 2 was in the 90s, so I think that's a tie.
I saw Part 2 first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw, because Terminator came out the same year I was born. So I didn't even know about it till the 90s. I was like, holy shit, even though, you know what, he did a lot of copy and pasting between the movies. Because I saw Terminator first, and I noticed some of the scenes were similar, like being chased by the truck and shit. Coming out the fire and everything. The motorcycle chase, all that. I'm like, oh, okay.
But let me ask you, what were some of your favorite TV shows from the 90s? Because I can tell you mine from the 80s. Mine was like Who's the Boss? Mine was Growing Pains. Mine was, the TV shows in the 80s, the Cosbys. What were the TV shows that you liked in the 90s?
I got to say, the Simpsons. But didn't that start
classic.
In the
80s
too?
That might have been. It got big in the 90s.
Yeah, it got big.
It got big in the 90s, just like Married with Children.
Yeah, Married with Children started off in the 80s. It had to start at 88, 89, right? But it got big in the 90s. But that was my show, though. Family Matters. I love that show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows, man. Damn near the whole TGIF lineup was my favorite show.
But think about it. We had Knight Rider, The A-Team, Miami Vice, Simon & Simon, Dynasty, Knots Landing. Woo! Boy, we had some classic. I didn't even mean to name that kind of crap.
Y'all had some shows, Saved by the Bell.
Facts of Life.
Facts
of Life.
Okay. Because a lot of shit I grew up on, the 90s was a bit vulgar, though.
Silver Spoons, Webster, Different Strokes.
What's the name of that show with that girl robot?
Oh, Small Wonder.
Yeah, there you go.
What about with Nell Carter? Give Me a Break.
Yeah.
You had Soap that used to come on at night. Then you had She's the Sheriff. Then you had, oh my goodness, Murder, She Wrote.
I remember that. The old white lady just happened to be there.
Yes.
Everybody was dead. Well, I wonder.
Somebody brought up Cheers.
I wonder if she was just murdering people, just had something to write about.
BJ and the Band, The Greatest American Hero. Roseanne. Oh, there's no argument. There's no argument. Somebody just brought up Roseanne. It was the heyday of Oprah, Phil Donahue. A daytime talk show was the shit.
You know what I'm starting to think when it comes to shows like that, sitcoms? There was a lot more that just came out in the 80s, whether they flopped or not. And I don't think the 90s had too many sitcoms. Because I think that's when they came up with a formula. You know, most of the sitcoms I remember was on TGIF and stuff like that. I watched more cartoons than anything at the time, but I do remember them kind of shows like Boy Meets World and the other shows I already named, but they didn't have as many as the 80s.
Right, I remember A Different World, but that was kind of 90s, I guess.
And Fresh Prince started off at 89, right?
Fresh Prince, there you go. Fresh Prince was a killer in the 90s.
Yeah, that show still run. So I don't know, a lot of them shows also carried over, though, like Bill Cosby and them. A lot of that stuff carried over from the 80s on through the 90s.
Yeah, but Cosby fell off by the time I went to college, and that was 94, so nobody was really watching the Cosby Show in 94.
And then they came out with a new series of the Cosby Show. I was like, no.
Yeah, they came out with that new one in the 90s, and that was stupid.
Yeah, that was just milky. But, hey, we had Michael Jackson.
I think Saved by the Bell was the 90s, though, right?
No, it was 80s.
Say it was 80s?
80s. Hell yeah.
Damn.
Come on, man. Even I know
okay,
that,
the Sopranos
man.
Was the 90s. Somebody brought that up, but I think that was 2000.
That might have started in 99, maybe.
Yeah, I thought that was 99, 98. 98
was a good year.
Yeah, it was.
98 was a good year, especially for music. I say 97. 97 was the year of R&B. Because that was around the time hip-hop fell off hard, especially after Pac and Biggie died. But
right, and then you had groups like Rough Ends.
Yeah. Fucking, that's when Timbaland started blowing up, too.
Yep.
Producer. Genuine and them. They need to come back, man.
Yeah, Genuine was doing good, and that's when Usher had gotten bigger at that time.
Missy Elliott, man.
When yeah,
she
Missy.
Came out with that video, I Can't Stand the Rain in 97.
SWV.
What the fuck am I? SWV.
TLC.
TLC, In Vogue.
Yep.
Black. No, not Black.
Yep, Black. Black is a very good one. 702 did all right.
Escape. They were decent. Who else? There was a lot of girl groups in the 90s.
Yeah, there was a whole gang of girl groups in the 90s. But there was a bunch of girl groups in the 80s. Bananarama, the Bangles.
Mary Jane Girls.
Yeah, you're right. You had a, and then you would have groups that were, you had more groups in the 80s, like a boy-girl group. You had like Renee and Angela. You had M-Tomb or whatever, Atlantic Star, Midnight Star. All of these were groups with girls and guys in them.
DeBarge.
Yeah, DeBarge. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, man. It was. I think it was easier to have more groups in the 80s because you still had to use instruments a lot more. Back
there you
then,
go.
If you think about it, a lot.
The 80s was all about groups. The 80s was all about getting a group of guys together. The early 90s was about getting a group of people together and play some instruments. But you're right. Once niggas started playing instruments, well, rappers used to like to get in groups too when they started. Remember, you had NWA, you had the Lox, you had
even before them. Damn, what's the name of that group y'all had in the 80s that made the song White Lox?
Oh, you talking about? What are you talking about? The Grandmaster Flash?
Yeah, Grandmaster Flash. Yeah, I don't know why.
Run DMC.
Yeah, Run DMC.
Beastie Boys. Houdini. Oh shit! Oh man, I better quit. Y'all gonna make me? You gonna make the 80s kill the 90s, man? LL Cool J was 80s.
Yeah, it was. Well, you know what? Here's the thing that bugs me about hip hop because it had a structure in the 80s. Then it evolved lyrical wise. Because if you pay attention to how rap went through the 80s to the 90s, you notice there was a little more complexity when it came to lyrics.
True.
Then it devolved again by the time we got into the 2000s.
Yeah.
So think about it. Motherfuckers rapped it fast. People used it more metaphors and stuff in the 90s, stuff like that. So they had more flow.
I think they were experimenting at the beginning of the 90s. Because you remember, niggas was doing that silly shit. Riggity rock and roll, rock and... You know, that was silly.
Yeah, the early 90s was like this limbo section when it came to everything. You know, the bright colors and shit.
Yeah, like everybody hate that part of rap.
It wasn't even just rap, just the style, the trend. Like, what the fuck was going on? High top face, just all kinds of shit.
I tell you who I used to like though from that part. I used to, but they were basically still 80s though. I used to really love Kwame. You know Kwame?
Ugh.
Never heard of him?
Probably not, man. Probably not. I may have heard a track from him, but I don't think he stayed around long enough.
You're right. But he used to have a song called "The Man We All Know and Love." Let me see if you remember. Let me let you hear a little bit of it. I used to love this song. And he had another one. My favorite song was The Rhythm. But here's the one that you might know. Let me see if I can play it for you right quick.
Is the tape rolling? Is it loud enough? Ayo, Dre.
He did sound a little fruity back then, boy.
So
I think his name is Kwame.
Y'all don't not? Kwame, come on now. Now you're making me feel bad. You know what? I haven't heard this song in years. Maybe I shouldn't have played it. Maybe I should just remember what it was like.
What was that, like 91?
That was 90, 89.
Oh, shit. Hell no, I don't remember that. I was like, man, 6, 7 years old, man.
I remember shit from the 70s. I shouldn't know nothing about the 70s. Let me see if you know this.
In the bone.
I'm looking at the picture of this nigga. He looks stupid.
I heard that. Well, I came here for something funky to happen. It's just
Christmas because everybody's rapping. Prepare to get sparked by the song that I sing. Know my name and my But see, this was 89 and his lyrics are still complex. I don't need an amplifier. My brain is the air. I got the beat to make you tingle. Make your body mingle. Like you got the fever for the flavor of the Pringle. Say not so. I'm just like Picasso. A pioneer. The other song was wild.
The other song was cool.
You got to understand, back then it was nice. Like, I didn't know it sounded that bad.
I remember stuff like Me, Myself, and I. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, that was the joint.
I remember that. I remember the Fat Boys. I remember they had a movie.
Yeah, you mean they had a couple of them. They had the one where they was on the Beach Boys, and then they had the one where they was Disorderlies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man, see, to me, when it comes to music, no matter what genre, it's got to stand out for me to remember.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It's got to have that. That's just how I roll. That's why I
Did you ever get into the Breaking movies?
The who?
Breaking.
Breaking.
Breaking 1 and 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I heard of them. I never got a chance to really watch them like that.
You gotta watch them. That's it's a rite of passage, just like I can't say nothing. I never saw it. E.T. But I mean, that's something you gotta see. It's like you're supposed to see it. If you're black, you gotta see that one. I think Beat Street and Crush Groove.
Yeah, I heard of them all. Just who has the movies nowadays? You dig what I'm saying? Who has?
Like New Jersey Drive. I never saw that, but people keep saying I need to see it.
I was lucky to find The Warriors, and that was in the 70s. So I remember hearing about that all the time. So I was like, okay, man, let me find this movie. I actually found a copy in Walmart somewhere.
What about this?
It was a good
What
movie.
About The Goonies?
The Goonies.
What about The Last Dragon?
Yeah, I heard them. Yeah, I watched them.
All these are 80s movies. Somebody done put out Mr. Belvedere. I used to love that. When you drop kick the target. And he came to the door, no one there. The Golden Girls.
Yeah, but we did give y'all The Matrix. We went out in 99 with a bang. I say 99, 98 was the best years in the 90s, along with 96.
Yeah, but y'all in the 90s, y'all fucked up the motherfucking Star Wars. Fucked it up.
You talking about
them prequels?
You know what? People give the prequels a hard time. I kind of look at them as just separate. Because it can't destroy the original trilogy. It can't destroy it.
But no, it can't, but I can't watch them. I can't watch the, especially that second and third one. I can't watch them.
You know what? It's probably the actor who played Darth Vader.
Yeah, but that was bad writing. They tried to force it together. Like, in the first one, like, that little boy didn't have no business falling in love with that grown-ass woman.
You know what? That shit still confused me. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
He like 8. She like 16. He like 8.
Yeah, that didn't make no sense. Then you next week, this nigga is grown as fuck, and this bitch is still the same age. Talking about getting some pussy. All that was wrong. They knew better than that, putting that crap together, that little bit-ass boy. I was like, they got 2 movies. They ain't got to grow him up this fast. Let the nigga become a teenager or something. And then they made him mad for no damn reason. You remember, he just got angry, like, because they knew they had to make him Darth Vader.
You know what? What they was trying to do was show him, because the whole point of the Jedi was not to, you know, be emotional, to practice detachment and shit like that. He wasn't like that. You know, he was born a slave. He had no pops, so he was pretty much an emotional-ass dude. from the jump. You get what I'm saying? But he had this power. And he was just easily corrupted. And he was in love with Padme, which he wasn't supposed to be. He just wanted to save her. That's why he mainly got pissed. That's what I
got. And then, you know, but I'm saying she kept telling him, but this is what I didn't get. She wasn't even in trouble when this nigga went off and got mad.
That's kind of like self-fulfilling prophecy. When you think something into existence and you believe in something happening so much that your actions end up making it come true.
And then they had him go kill them kids and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You went off the chain. What are we going to do? Just all you see is a lightsaber. Like, damn.
I said this nigga went straight ham on the kids. The nigga kid, who wrote this?
Oh, don't worry about that. You're going to be really bad when they come out with episode 7.
Yeah, you know I heard they was doing that. I was like, no.
Under Disney.
No, you fucked it up. So you're going to fuck it up some more.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. We gave y'all Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Indiana Jones is decent, man.
We gave you the best. We gave you the best Superman movies because the new Superman movie is stupid.
I'm not a fan of Superman. I'm not a Superman fan. He just seems a little boy Scottish to me. Scottish. I mean, he just, you know, I mean, you're a good guy, but you just in pajamas and shit. Look, man, you're not impressed. Now, Batman, 89 Batman. That I'll give it to y'all, man. That made
now 89 Batman. That how about the fucking Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters. Though Ghostbusters 2 is the 90s.
Yeah, it was right at 90 though.
I'm kind of torn between the two. Now, I like the Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, because they both were 89. They actually them and Batman because they came out the same year.
Oh, okay. Okay, it'll be in between 89 and 90. It'll be in between.
We still get to claim anything 89 and usually 90 because 90s music still sound like 80s. Like, y'all get to claim 2000.
Up to 2004. I can't claim it. I'm not claiming the rest of this shit.
Yeah, because then they change. It's like they kept y'all's stuff and then they change. This is like the 80s. If you listen to most 80s and music in 80 and 81, it sounds like 70s music.
No, but that had to be because most of the artists that came from that era crossed over to the new decade. So the last few decades, you still had LL Cool J making songs. You know what I'm saying? Nas was still making some shit. Jay-Z. Pharrell and them.
Yeah.
Timberland.
No, what happened in the 80s is they ended up just killing disco. Like, they hated disco, and everybody hated disco, and they just killed it.
Yeah, disco was kind of like, when I look at it, it's just, I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, like, people got pissed at disco. Even now, if you talk to people, if they're not really from the 70s, disco, like, pissed people off.
Disco is an acquired taste.
Yeah.
That's what I'll call disco. Now, the 70s had the funk and all that. Now, I grew up on that music, too.
Now, that was good music. But that's why people in the 70s are so mad, because they believe that disco fucked up their music. Like, they put out such good music, and then disco came. And then disco took some of their artists. Like, disco made Rod Stewart start doing disco.
I still don't get it. How long did disco last? Like, 5 years, tops?
It didn't last for like 4 or 5 years. You're right, it didn't even last a whole decade. It came in towards the end of it, and then it killed the 70s, and it made everybody want to just be like, fuck it. We hate the 70s. I mean, nigga was mad at the 70s, like the 70s owed them some money or something.
Yeah, I guess so, man, because disco was just, I don't know what happened in the 70s, though. That's a whole, I wasn't even born yet, but when I look back on history, it just seems like, it just, besides the music, because they had a lot of good music, but as far as what was going on.
Now, I think they had more. Yeah, I think they had more to do with the world.
Like
their impact on the world and how the world worked was greater. Their impact on women's rights, their impact on blacks' rights, their impacts on a lot of movements. You had a lot of movements were there. A lot of movements culminated in the 70s. They were dealing with the war in the 70s.
But something happened in the 70s between the 70s and going into the 80s where a lot of shit just fell apart, man. Because that's around that time a lot of our parents' generation just dropped the ball.
When it comes to black people, yes, yes, yes. And I don't know what happened. I'm confused. When they went into the 70s, they had families and all kinds of shit. When they came out of the 70s, they had none of that.
Man, you should, too. And not even just black people, but especially black people, man. People are just fucked up. People my age, especially the female, they fucked up, man. You hear all these stories. I was raped. I was molested. Parents were on drugs and shit. I'm like, oh, shit, man.
And then crack came in the 80s, and then people in the 80s started having babies, and then that fucked up the 90s kids.
Yeah.
Because all the 90s kids were crack babies.
Yeah. That,
so if you think about it, the 80s kids was the last kids that had some fucking sense.
The 80s, they got a new thing of crack now. Molly.
That's crack. Well, that's what I keep hearing, but I thought it was like ecstasy.
I'm hearing it's like crack, man. It looks like crack.
Damn.
Form of crack.
Well, see, I don't know exactly what it is. Like, is it one of them smoking drugs?
I think you smoke it. I saw one photo of it, and it kind of has a solid appearance similar to crack. So I would take it, you smoke it. And if they call it Molly, and I'm like, oh, shit, man.
Yeah, I keep hearing that them niggas saying that in that one nigga that on the song that they asked me to play last week. What's his name? St. James or some rapper named James or something. He said gold everything. Trinidad James.
Shit, I don't keep up with these new cats, man. I just don't. I don't listen to them. Like Shody Lowe. Who the fuck is that dude, man? I started seeing about him on my news feed, sitting there looking cool and shit with 10 bitches with babies under him. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
And the fact they put that on TV.
New reality show with his 10 baby mamas. I'm like, this got to be the most niggerish shit I've ever heard of.
One of them crack babies. He one of them 90s crack babies.
And these are the people that these kids listen to. I didn't even know this nigga rapped. I didn't even know he rapped.
Most of them. I'm telling y'all that you look at people like Lil Wayne, the crack babies.
And actually, he was tighter in the 90s.
Right.
Motherfuckers don't even know he rapped in the 90s. I'm like, dude, I remember he was with the Hot Boys.
Yeah.
This motherfucker Ben Howard. What y'all talking about? This nigga ain't new. I'm still shocked he blew up.
I thought what's his name would be the biggest one. I thought I thought Juvie was gonna be the biggest one because you remember he's the first one they put out. He's the first one to blow up. I just thought he would be the biggest one.
That song, huh?
Yep. his whole CD was good.
Yeah, it was. 400 Degrees was dope. I ain't gonna lie. 400 Degrees was
hell,
dope.
Hell, I thought Turk was gonna do something. I used to love BG.
Yeah. But they often, I don't know, man. I guess a lot of grimy business or something went down, man. You know how shit be, man.
Yeah, because even they got rid of Manny Fresh.
Yeah, that was a dumbass move, man. That dude hooked him up with them beats.
Yeah, and I thought he was the beat man. I thought he was just as big as Baby. And when he was gone, he was literally gone.
Somehow they wasn't paying him his money. It's always about the money. I'll break up a group real quick. That's pretty much the common story of all groups. Money.
True.
Money. That's what it comes down
to. I just don't see how one group of people could just dick another group like that. And we all supposed to be homeboys.
That's why you don't mix business with friends, man.
That's true. Think about what Eazy-E was doing to all his homeboys. He grew up with them. He wasn't paying none of them.
That's the thing, man. Niggas still fuck around not learning the lessons from these other groups, man. You bring business into the fold, man. Y'all got to know what you're doing. It's easy to do with people you don't know. Just plug them in because of their skills. Keep feelings separated. Business is business. Because with friends and fam, it's going to be hard feelings because I'm going to want my money.
Last time I worked with friends and family, I had MCI. Woo! All the 80s people, y'all know that joke. Y'all know it.
Y'all know y'all had Eddie Murphy. What's the name of that comedy? What's the name of that fucking show? We talked about that African chick in it. Delirious.
You talking about Raw?
Raw. Was it Raw? Delirious.
Mm-hmm.
It was Raw.
Delirious.
All that red. We was wearing that red.
Yeah, Raw was all the red. Black was Delirious.
Okay, now I'm talking about Raw then.
Oh, no, I mean, I got it wrong. No, it's the other way around. Red was Delirious. Black was Raw.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that. Even though around the end of it, he kind of dragged. But for the most part, the whole show was hilarious, man.
I tell you, if you want to hear something funny, go back and listen to Richard Pryor. This is what lets you know Richard Pryor was funny, because you couldn't see him. I used to listen to my mother's records of Richard Pryor, and I thought that was the funniest fucking shit I'd ever heard.
Oh yeah, because he's selling audio.
Because you couldn't see what he was doing. Because to me, a lot of comedy today is you got to see the motherfucker. If you don't hear it, if you just hear it, it's not funny.
Shit, who's doing comedy today?
Nobody, because every time you go to a comedy show, the shit ain't funny. Now when I go see when I was out with DL. DL's funny.
True.
But he's old school comedy.
All I hear about is Cat Williams and
Cat get on stage and cut you out.
That dude fighting everybody, man. It's really
right.
Good.
Like think about it. They don't even know. Well, I'll tell you this. There are no more good comedians. The last great comedians came out of the 80s, early 90s. Robin Harris, Bernie Mac. All them guys, all them guys came out of the early 90s.
Dave Chappelle.
Yes. Martin Lawrence.
And Martin.
There's no more. Who's the top comedian right now? Kevin Hart,
man.
I would assume. But what the fuck does Kevin do?
You know what? I stopped paying attention to that scene after all the ones we'd have named went away.
Yeah,
I'm telling you the truth, because motherfuckers ain't nothing's good no more. Nothing across the board. Across the board ain't shit out. Like, that's good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's only a handful of movies are good. You know,
only
like
so much. I'll give you credit on that one. Almost every movie that comes out is a miss. They don't hit.
Yes.
There's more miss movies than hits.
Y'all know what y'all had? The '80s did have the best horror movies. I'll give y'all that. Nightmare on Elm Street series.
Friday the 13th, Living Dead.
I'll give y'all that, man. Cause y'all actually chasing all this, man.
We even had the one with the balls. I forgot the one with them little balls, Phantasm.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all had like characters to y'all movies.
You're right.
Most of those movies just ended up having sequels in the 90s. But somewhere in the 2000s, I guess white folks just had this fear of wet white girls in gowns and shit. Like the Ring. I don't know.
What happened was people wanted to do psycho thrillers. That they wanted to, quote-unquote, fuck with your mind.
It just looked stupid.
It never scared me. I like to see a nigga with a chainsaw walking through the woods. That's some scary shit.
Yeah, that is scary.
About it. Jason was scary because that nigga didn't say shit.
Now Michael Myers just tripped me out, dude. He'll chase you down while you're driving like 50 miles an hour. You look behind you, that motherfucker right there. Like, what the fuck? And then you just strutting too. It was scary but hilarious at the same time. Like, really?
You know, he was the one that I wasn't afraid of. I was scared of Jason because his body count was high as fuck.
No, you know what? Freddie, though.
And Freddie told too many jokes. He was like a nigga.
No, he started telling jokes as it went down the line. But he was still an asshole, though. Like, dog, why I'm sleeping? That's an asshole shit. I gotta sleep.
Then Freddie was the one that was hardest because, you know, yeah, you got to go to sleep. So this nigga going to wait up. He be waiting on your ass. And all you have to do to avoid Jason is don't take your punk ass to Crystal Lake.
Yeah. And then you deprive yourself of sleep so much that you finally fall asleep, but you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
The classroom, and next thing you know, you're getting your chest, like, sliced up.
No, you're right. Freddie should have been scarier. I believe if he didn't tell as many jokes, and then when they tried to reboot it, that was the worst movie I'd ever seen. I went to see the remake.
The New Nightmare?
Yes. Oh, my God. And that's why you see they came out with another one. First off, if you ain't going to have Robert Englund play, you need to get a nigga that can act like Robert Englund.
Damn it, Tommy, man. Come on, dude. I spent like a whole 7 months forgetting that movie existed.
Oh, it was the worst. And I went to go see it at the drive-in. Nigga, I thought it was going to be scary.
Nah, man, that movie was so plain. It was so whack, so plain. It was not scary. It was not creative.
No.
They changed the story.
Yeah. I hate when they do that.
Like, y'all should. I would have rather y'all just re-release the originals in Blu-ray or high definition.
I agree.
They're better off doing that. Just re-releasing the theaters like they did all the other movies. Lion King did it. That shit could still sell.
Hell, they just did it with Monsters, Inc. My daughter made me go see that shit.
Yeah. But this dude, the actor, terrible. All the actors were terrible. And it was just...
He didn't even sound right.
I don't even remember people being killed. Like, what happened to him?
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't even remember what it was really... Like you said, I remember they changed his storyline. But like you said, I don't... I mean, they did a better job in the reboot of Friday the 13th. That actually wasn't bad.
I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I remember they did Jason versus Freddy.
That was actually pretty good, too. It was creative how they got Jason and Freddy together.
Yeah. It was kind of... Yeah, I'd give it a...
It was cartoonish.
I'd give it a C-.
Yeah, I thought it was just... here's probably why I liked it. Because I was a fan of both of them, and I waited basically 20-some-odd years to see it happen.
Everybody been waiting since what? That last Halloween where Freddy's hand pulled Jason's mask down the hill.
Yep, so you're right. Just go like, oh, look at somebody like somebody's a fan. I'm a horror movie fan. Like, I've watched every horror movie you can think of. I've seen them. I've watched them. I can tell you what part it was because that was Jason Goes to Hell. That was when New Line Cinema bought it from Paramount, and they fucked it up because that Jason Goes to Hell was stupid because Jason kept jumping from each other's body, and it was acting like a Freddy movie and no longer like a Jason movie.
Yep. Then they fucked up Child's Play.
Yeah.
Bride of Chucky and... I didn't even see the Cedar Chucky. I didn't even bother.
I said, hell no. I was like, I was you on that. Just like Nightmare on Elm Street. When they had the motherfucker Nightmare on Elm Street and the nigga was the regular people. No, it's time for me not to watch this no more.
That's, I was just confused. I'm like, what the fuck is this? The laziest shit I've ever seen.
You know what I'm saying? You got a nigga at his own house and shit. At a regular house and shit. I'm like, wait a minute. They calling the nigga Robert Englund and shit. Wait a minute.
I don't know what it was like behind the music of Nightmare on Elm Street type shit before there was behind the music type shows, but I didn't know whether I was watching a documentary or what. I'm like, wait a minute.
I think it's 8:30 watching behind the movie.
Behind the horror.
When the movie stops.
Just a regular guy that goes to Starbucks just like you. Like...
That's Freddy over there. Go ask for his autograph, honey.
What? I was like, I'm thinking. I was like, they really trying to have this man be a regular nigga and hey. Just have me watch this nigga eat a sandwich and feed his kids and shit.
You pour fucking food for his dog and shit.
And then the next thing he know, he just start killing. What?
Man, that shit made no. I don't even know what the story was about. Did it have the original chick in there from the first one?
Yeah, it had a chick from the first one. Her and Robert Englund was arguing and shit, and she had kids and a husband.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Shaking his hand and shit. It was nice to see you. It's been so long. Like, weren't you scared of this nigga?
Yeah, it was, and then he is, and I was like, "Well, they really trying." This is like they fucked up. Was that one movie, Hellraiser? They fucked that movie up. They had a nigga with video cameras in his face and shit.
Man,
and they fucked up that movie.
But now it amazes me is most of these directors. I know they seen the classic movies, so how is y'all coming up with so many terrible horror movies? It's like y'all don't like want paying attention.
Let me tell you why. Because they don't hire fans. And I've never understood why they wouldn't hire fans. Just like when they got Michael Bay to do Transformers. Why would you hire somebody that wasn't a fucking fan? He fucked up Transformers.
And all it was just a lot of explosions. I really didn't care for the designs of the Transformers because it got confusing where their face was at.
Yeah, I couldn't see the motherfucker's face. Didn't know who was who. He didn't introduce. My thing is, they had a Transformers the movie. If you guys want to see a great movie, go look at the cartoon version of Transformers the movie. 1985 is when it came out. I guarantee you, if you see that movie was fucking amazing.
One of my favorite cartoons from the 90s was, I gotta say, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I give you credit on that.
But technically, it was the 80s cartoon. Because in Japan, that's when the cartoons was new. Then they dubbed it over to the 90s later on.
True.
But I was watching the real violent versions where they had the cussing and extra blood and shit.
Do you remember all those movies in the 90s, those movies that came from over there, all those cartoon movies? Were all graphic. I watched one where he was having sex and sucking titties, this big ass. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've seen it. I'm like, oh, shit, that's how they get down in Japan? This is cocaine? Like, Japan.
I was watching that shit. I'm looking on my shoulder hoping I don't get caught and shit. I'm going to get in trouble, but I'm watching this.
They exaggerated everything in Japan, man. You slice niggas' throat over there, nigga. That whole fucking ceiling going to be covered in blood, man. I'm like, well, damn. So, yeah.
I was watching this one movie where the girl pussy would kill people.
I believe you.
And the only man that could fuck her, I mean, it was crazy. And this one dude was he was a brick dude and couldn't no sword kill him and no nothing kill him. And he stole her from the village and had sex with her and it killed him.
Yeah.
It was a wild movie. Man, I beat my meat.
And this is regular shit. And this is regular shit for kids over there. That's how twisted it is. America, I can watch somebody get their brains blown out, they torso sawed off with a chainsaw. Motherfuckers can play violins with their intestines. But if you see a nipple on the Super Bowl, everything got to shut down.
I've never understood it.
It's the opposite overseas. It's like sex, huh? It's no big deal.
But it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't.
I think the problem with sex is we make it so graphic and gross in the United States. When we see sex, we see Pebbles the model. It's always something gross.
But see, ironic thing is they make sex so taboo-ish over here, it makes people want to do it more than they probably normally would have.
No, you're right. But see, and another my other problem is not only that it's taboo and they want to do it, but they make it so grimy. Because the only time you see sex is when it's grimy. So people don't know how to have any kind of – people are often – Americans are let down by sex. Most Americans that have sex today are let down by sex.
Because it's like a high, and once it's over, they come down from it type shit.
Right, because the sex we're looking for, like, we want to go to bed with Pebbles the Model. We want to go to bed with these nasty-looking bitches that we see in these big booty magazines. We want to have this nasty-ass sex that Cherokee D-Ass is having.
Right.
And it don't ever be like that. I can't remember the last time I just fucked a bitch just gross Gangnam style. Sex a lady.
That's the funny thing about seeing that shit. You talk about that shit you see in them pornos, and that shit don't happen like that. No, that shit's scripted.
Like, I be trying to fuck, right, like I be trying to fuck my motherfucking pizza woman when she come through.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. 80s had the last, but I say both 90s is tied on porno. Because at least it was some acting involved. Even if it was corny.
I think the problem now is anybody can make a porn. The regular nigga making porn and shitting. You know, a nigga you know was lame in school done got a porn and shit.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the cameraman's too involved. You notice that? Like, the cameraman be moving, going all in the face. Like, dude, you're moving too much, man. They used to have the camera angle set like it was a movie. You know, you had your camera right here, you switch the camera to and all this. I don't need the cameraman all moving and zooming.
I don't need my cameraman fucking. I don't need my cameraman talking.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, let these people fuck. Bitch, quit looking in the camera and get to that.
Yeah, that's another one I don't like. I don't like when they be looking at the camera.
Yeah.
I feel like self-conscious and shit. Like, she can see me jacking off. I don't need you looking at me.
It ain't even that. It's like, well, are you faking it? Because it seemed to be a little too focused. I know when I'm fucking the chick, she ain't looking up into space.
Yeah, I mean, this nigga's fucking you. You talking to me, and I don't need you doing
it wrong. That bitch should be looking at this camera for a whole 45 seconds.
And they used to make love in the 80s porn and the 90s porn. Now, I'll say the 90s had the best porn because the 80s motherfuckers still had hair on their pussy. I wasn't trying to see that.
Yeah.
They're too bushy. The 80s was bush league.
the 70s, oh.
The 70s was Forest League.
I remember I ran into a 70s porno by mistake. I was like, what's this? I put that shit on. I saw the hairiest pussy I ever seen. I'm like, well, damn.
I saw Vanessa Del Rio porn from the 70s. That bitch had all the women had fucked up shapes, and the nigga dick was 3 inches long.
These bitches did look kind of raggy, man. Very few of them looked decent. I don't know.
Yeah,
those 70s
bitches were built horrible.
Yeah, it was, I don't know.
Them whores was built Fort Tough.
You know who was my favorite? Nina Hartley. I like
good one,
Nina.
Good choice.
I liked it. It's just something about it, man. So I was like, damn,
Let me give you a good porno.
I can learn her name.
Let me give you a good porno, and then we'll bring in some more people to join us on the call. Let me give you a good porno. Everybody out there go look at 80s. It's called Sinful Sisters.
Sinful Sisters.
Sinful Sisters. That porn was hilarious. But it was good because the sex scenes was good.
Sinful Sisters. Okay.
Sinful Sisters was some good stuff. They had a motherfucking man come by and deliver chicken and shit, and the sisters was all... It was hilarious.
That shit would be funny, though.
It was
just some random sex coming out of some irrelevant shit.
It was a man that came. I just remember this line. It lets you know I shouldn't have been watching this as a young man. I just remember the man walked up, and he had like a pack of fucking Tyson chicken in his hand.
It's misleading. It's funny, but it's misleading because it just don't happen like that.
And like, the girl walked up to him, and she said, is your parents home? He had a country accent. He said, is your parents home? And they were supposed to be girls, you know, like, but they were supposed to be like 18.
Yeah.
But, and they said, no. And he said, who are you? He said, I'm the chicken man. And then she said, ooh, look like he got a nice drumstick. He said, his finger licking good, little girl.
Wow.
And so he get into it, and then the mama come home, and so he got to fuck the mama. It was like a whole big scene about these two girls, about their whole day of fucking.
That is hilarious.
So they did something. You know, now, like, I can't get in that porn where the nigga start rapping and the bitch start dancing, then he start fucking her.
Oh, like Lawrence Fishburne's daughter?
Yeah, what the fuck is this nigga rapping for?
I don't know.
I mean, this nigga got a CD and everything. He be fucking you with the fake-ass gold and silver and platinum on his neck.
That was the worst porn I ever seen. Lawrence Fishburne's daughter. That was the worst porn ever. I could not get over the spots on her ass.
Yeah, why you didn't put no damn something on this thing? Give her some proactive.
Like, motherfuckers just burning cigarettes on their ass cheeks and shit. But, now, I expected more from you, Lawrence Fishburne's daughter.
That's a little sad. Go to a dermatologist and shit. Your daddy wouldn't pay for no dermatologist. Son of a bitch.
Right, you shamed the family for this.
I just thought she was just going to be fine and everything. Like, I'm like you. I just expected more than this.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
I'm like, you shamed your father's name for this. Seriously. It wasn't even good. So...
And now you gotta go back for Thanksgiving and shit.
Right, just awkward. Just
wow, well, daddy, you still mad that I did the porn? No, I'm mad because you did a shitty job. Let's bring in some people to join us. Let's bring in 626. I think that's my man on Cali. What's happening? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing alright, man. This shit was funny. The chicken, man.
Nigga, don't be laughing at me. I'm telling you, you go look it up. I'm telling you, that shit is real. The motherfucking Simple Sisters. That's when porn was good. That's when porn had a value to society. You could watch porn and make a baby with your wife.
You know what? These kids got it easier, though. Because now they got porn on tap, nigga.
Yeah, you got instant access. You got your X-Hamster and YouPorn and
porn right. And shit.
X videos.
You got like every flavor of porn.
Let me tell you something, bro. When I saw that Vince, when I saw that woman fuck a horse,
oh man,
that's when I knew porn had went too far.
Later, getting down.
Saw that shit. I saw that shit on the internet, dude.
Yes, man. That woman got the shit fucked out of her by that horse. They let.
Like, yeah, imagine some redneck like, yeah, baby, secretariat's coming to stud now.
And I remember thinking to myself, why in the fuck am I watching this? Then I thought to myself, why in the fuck did I just go Google some more horse porn?
Now, hold on,
that shit.
Be honest. Did you look for that? Did you look?
I didn't look for it at first. The first one I saw, I didn't look for it. After that, a nigga put it in the search key.
Because, you know, first time we saw that shit was as kids when we first got the internet. It was like, man, let's just look up some dumb shit. Let's just put people fucking animals. See if they'll come up with something. I'll be damned, that shit came up. We like, no, yeah, this can't be real.
Now, man, let me tell you how I got to it. Let me tell you how I got to it. I remember, too. It was when I first got motherfucking dial up in there. You know, that motherfucker was slow as fuck. Nigga had net zero with telling niggas, that net zero free, nigga, that net zero free. Nigga, I'm dialing up, and I put in doggy style. That's how the first time I found out that people fuck animals.
Oh, man.
I said, damn, that woman is fucking a cocker spaniel.
I miss my husband. Come here, Rover.
I got to put a middle picture of their faces.
Yes, and then you see them white bitches, the white bitches, that, well, how they would get the dog to lick them and fuck them, they put like peanut butter on their puss.
That's terrible. That's animal abuse.
Exactly. So the dog didn't know no better. His ass just licking, and the bitch done had 9 orgasms. Now the dog fucking mouth is the tongue stuck on the top of his mouth and shit because there wasn't no water by the bowl. I don't know how I got I don't know why I'm telling y'all about my horse fetish. It's just something about horses fucking the white bitches.
Like you're never gonna watch the Kentucky Derby the same way again.
Somebody put it now. They put that they saw that video of the woman blowing the horse. I don't know if y'all ever seen it. That horse shot so much cum in her face.
Oh.
That horse made that bitch choke. She said, oh, it went all over her face. It looked like a nigga was pouring some milk on that bitch. Like she was finna say, cow gonna take me away.
I don't know how people get off to that.
Oh no, you don't beat your meat to it. You just
right.
be like,
you just be watching this one.
Yeah.
No, you know
that shit you can't look away
it.
From. You know it's fucked up, but you can't look away. It's like a train wreck. Like,
yeah, it's like a 12 car pileup and three bodies laying on the street.
Is she really doing that?
You just be looking.
That's
this nigga's neck is torn off. He don't have no neck.
You jumping over the police barricade to get a closer look.
And they keep trying to tell you to move along and shit, but you be like, I'm looking. Man, I hope they move that sheet. Oh, no, that nigga's arms is missing. Look.
It's that shit where you seen it and you can't unsee it.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, like, it was messed up. Like, I remember after 9/11, when people started saying, hey, it was people jumping out of the windows. What the fuck did you go search?
Jumping out of windows. Just to see something fucked up.
Watch a nigga jump out the motherfucking window on fire and shit.
Let's be real. Most people see them airplane events just to see if there's going to be a crash. They come from
like what car?
You know, we just do them aerial tricks and shit, look like they're about to crash together. Most people be like, and then it don't happen. He's like, oh.
You know? Like, I remember when that, you remember that man that, the reporter? That got beheaded?
Oh, yeah, that guy, yeah.
Everybody saw that shit. Berg, something Berg.
Yeah, I remember that. No, I remember the one.
I do.
Everybody watched that shit.
No, I remember the video where they leaked Saddam Hussein getting hanged?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was blurry, and I was trying to see, like, damn, this camera sucks, man.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff leaked like that.
Yeah, we'd be mad at the shit on in HD and shit.
Right. Upgrade your right. camera, nigga.
You know what I'm saying, nigga? If you're going to film it right.
Get that
yeah.
720.
Also, there's like a whole website dedicated to like shit like that. It's called like Best Score or something like that. BestScore.com or something.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah,
a lot
is,
of crazy
death.
Websites, man.
What, yeah, when I was coming up in the 90s, they used to have this thing called Faces of Death. Y'all ever
yeah,
heard of it?
Yeah, Faces of Death.
Yeah.
I see. We used to sneak and get that shit.
Man, that face of death make a nigga couldn't sleep. I remember the first time I saw that, I couldn't sleep. We all just sitting in the bed, laying there talking about it. Yeah, that was fucked up, nigga. Who going to sleep? I ain't.
You know what? It might call me crazy, but it didn't trip us out. We were just watching it, like holy shit.
That didn't bother y'all, man. That shit fucked with us.
Some of those videos are pretty bad. Like there was one, I remember there was some dude, he like tied some dude up and he stabbed him up with an ice pick and they just caught him like a few months ago. Like he killed somebody on camera.
Yeah, it was crazy. There was one and I knew like the way they killed this dude, I knew they could kill me this way. I think that's why I was scared. Because it was this chick, these two chicks. And the bitches was walking them into the woods to fuck him. And white boys need to quit getting walked into the woods to get fucked. You can walk me into a hotel room. You probably can kill me in there. You're not going to kill me in the bushes.
Yeah.
It seems to be a typical place for white people to get killed at the woods. Something about trees. Something about trees.
Come on, Ducky, let's go fuck in the woods.
Just find them up, white motherfucker, just slump naked on the fucking rocks and shit.
White people, the only people want to fuck on the back of a crocodile, see if it bites. Hey.
Like,
why were you fucking on the back of that crocodile, Tom? Why? While you were asleep. I mean, gosh.
We have to be close to nature.
I guess that makes sense. Shit.
Well, you know, but here's what happened. But here's what happened. The white girls walked the man out and they were recording. I guess they told him they were going to record it, but he didn't know they were Satanists. They took him out, and while he was walking, one of the chicks pulled out a huge fucking knife, stabbed him in the fucking back. White boy tried to turn around, catch their arm, and the other one was still filming, and the bitch kept cutting him, stabbing him. He fell down. He was bad. He was bleeding. He kept trying to say, please, no, but she done cut his lungs and shit. The other bitch took the camera and gave it to the other bitch, and she took the knife because they had to both make cuts, I guess, and have it the way it was seen. Well, she cut the white boy on one side of his neck and sliced it all the way to the other side, opened up his throat all the way back to his motherfucking spinal. And I'm about to throw the fuck up. Now, because I ain't never seen no shit like this. But let me tell you, this was the backstory. This was the end story. The beginning story was this. There was a DEA, and the DEA was filming this house. They was getting ready to bust the house. They always kept seeing these people come up to the door and leave with boxes, and they knew they were selling dope. So they bust them one night, and they had the video camera. You seen them bust up in there. And they took the boxes out of the bitch's hands and was like, get on the ground, get on the ground. So they put the box, one of the boxes on the sink, and one of the men with the camera was like, they have to film it for evidence.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, one of the men opened up the boxes, and all you seen was him throw up.
Oh, man.
So the cameraman took the camera and looked over in the box with the camera. Of course, he threw up. Guess what was in the box?
Dude,
like body and shit?
Heads. They were selling heads for their Satan ritual.
Jeez.
Now, these white people up in these motherfucking mountains were killing people and cutting their heads off and selling them to other Satanists so they could perform their satanic rituals.
Yeah, man, you can't trust nobody from the mountain.
Hell no.
Yeah, you don't want to go up in them hills.
Like that.
Gee.
Which Faces of Death was that?
I think that was two.
Two?
I mean, Faces of Death one was old. It was kind of, a bunch of bullshit.
Because we saw the later ones, but it got weaker.
Looking like Menace to Society when Odad kills the Star Collector.
Yeah. And that nigga wanted to say, man, keep on rewinding the shit. Look what I did. Nigga, I'm telling you. You ain't going to kill nobody. And I don't tell. Let me bring in another person to join us. Let me bring in, 803-702. Is that Jane Brown? 762.
Yes, sir. What's up, TJ? What's going on, fam?
Not much. What's up, JB?
Boy, y'all don't turn back the hands of time tonight, bro. You're jamming, man.
Wasn't it good, though, right?
Man, it was tight, dog. I was listening to some of that jam. I'm like, man, I ain't heard this shit in a minute, though. But, I miss good music, though. But, you think about what happened to good music. The damn bootleg, man. When the bootleg man start making more money than the artist, they don't hang around long, though.
Yeah, Napster.
I ain't mad at you because you know what, JB, you got a point. Why would you put your heart and soul into music when a nigga gonna jack it?
That's right. When Napster hit in 2000, it was a wrap.
That has a little bit to do with it, but I think the biggest part of it is the fact that all the majors, they started swallowing each other up. They started buying each other out.
True.
Yeah,
if you look at the 80s, there was like 7 majors. In the 90s, there was like 4. And then by the 2000s, there was like 2.
You're right. They make stars out of anybody they want. You're right. The music could be crap, but they just force it down your throat.
Exactly. Back in the 80s and the 90s, they actually had A&R specifically to develop the artists. Like they would help them, develop their talent, writing, and develop, trying to get the personality out of them onto the paper and into the music.
They used to make them go on the road before they would even drop a CD.
Oh yeah. That's the only way they get paid now, to go on the road.
Yeah,
and especially with hip-hop, that has a bit, that played the biggest role because of the fact that, you know, people, they knew that they had to be able to rock the block party before they could go, you know, rock the big crowds in the stadiums. Now you got all these studio motherfuckers who get out on the stage and they're just like, yeah, check ass, bitch.
I agree.
They don't even know how to act in front of a stadium.
But think about it, even the R&B singers or the pop singers, most of them can't even sing in front of a live audience because they were either made on YouTube or made on Pro Tools.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't even call them R&B artists no more. There's no rhythm and blues to this shit.
That is
true. It's just sex. It's just slow sex music, slow hip-hop music, straight up. So there's a clear difference between so-called R&B now and how it was completely a whole decade ago.
You know, I will say this, though. Groups like H-Town and Jodeci ruined it a little bit. When they started hanging out with rappers.
Yeah.
Think about it. They made the music,
yeah,
though.
They kind of ruined it on both sides. Because then, you know, that's when Ja Rule, like, started, like, being more R&B-ish and shit after his first album. And,
no, I wouldn't count Ja Rule on that. Ja Rule was on the other shit. Because There was some good songs that came
He was on
R&B.
The mother shit.
There was some good R&B and rap mix. It's like Mariah Carey and Bone when they did Breakdown. That was a good track.
Of course, yeah.
But the thing is, it
became a lot more mix than hit after a little while.
He's right. And it became a lot more prevalent. Like, you used to want to see Mariah Carey hook up with a rapper every now and again.
Yeah, no, I remember Jay-Z song they did with Maya. That shit was a big deal when it came out. The Jay-Z and Maya joint where they were wearing all that blue and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Jay-Z and Alicia.
What about Only You? Only You with Biggie Smalls.
But
think about it. You would do that one, but you didn't do no whole, like, Mary J. Blige did What's the 411, but her whole CD wasn't a bunch of niggas rapping.
Just Grand Poobah. All
right, Tupac, John B.
Exactly.
They were good. You know, see, but all the artists all the way around in the 90s, they were tight. They had some soul to them.
Yeah,
and possibly
they had their own realms unto themselves, and then they could kind of come together every once in a while and do that.
Right. Even Mariah Carey and Joe with Nas, they did a nice remake of "Make It Last" from Keith Sweat.
Oh yeah.
That joint is hot.
Mhm.
And not a lot of people could do good remakes.
I agree on all that, and if you think about it, the problem that came along with all of this is the fact that it appeared. Just to me, it appeared that the music lost its way. The music lost its way because rappers wanted to be, R&B artists wanted to be rappers. And a lot of the niggas that was singing were like hard. Like, it started off with the Donnell Jones. I know nobody's going to listen to me, but people like Donnell Jones started to ruin R&B music because they was talking like rappers. They were saying nasty shit to women. The more they kept saying nasty shit to women and disrespecting women, I think that was a part of where the black culture just went straight downhill. Because if you started hearing women just get disrespected on a daily basis and it's a normal thing, and the women are saying, this how I want to be spoken to.
Yeah, because they did buy the music at the end of the day. They bought
it. Right, because niggas don't buy music. We bootleg it.
No, I support the artists that deserve it.
If you think
radio is meant for women.
Tell you all the time how the managers get most of their money. They hardly get any money. And then when you stick the bootleg side in it, man, the artists don't get shit now. So, you know, and if it's a group, they have to split the little bit of money they do get. That's why they all groups are gone. They just...
Yeah.
Well, it's
hard to be a group. Go ahead.
No, I was saying a few years ago, though, there's that whole, like, ringtone phenomenon and that, you know, they started to get a little money again right there. And that's how Shorty Lowe had wound up having so much money, even though he's probably all gone now.
Well, from that side of the business, though, you know, they have to put out 3 albums before they start seeing residuals. And then think about it.
Well,
and here's another thing, though, James Brown, that you're missing out on. people have more creative creative autonomy now, though, because they got like YouTube and shit like that. They can sell their shit on iTunes. They can sell it directly.
iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com. So all kinds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like writers. Then why do you think everybody's a fucking writer now? Because any nigga can write a book.
Yeah. That's why all of these rappers, man, first thing they do after a year, what they start doing, they start managing their own businesses. That's where the money's
that's
at.
That's how it should be. That's where a lot of them fucked up in the 90s because they all was, you know, on the contract of their labels.
It ain't a group. Let me tell y'all something. They're in a group that came out of the 90s that didn't go broke because they had a fucked up deal.
Yeah. Especially
not Chuck one.
Well, I mean, you know, somebody cutting deals. When you're cutting deals as want to manage your own, you know, business and everything, but when Fantasia said she was going to do that, I knew damn well she was fucking up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You can tell some kind of brilliance behind this shit. You can't just come out and try to sing and then try to manage yourself.
Yeah, you need somebody that knows the business.
Yeah, but most of the people didn't know the business. They just thought they wanted to be a part of the glitter part of it, the glitz part of it. Hell, most of the groups in the 80s, to be honest, didn't make any money. When the guy who sang, the lead singer who wrote all them songs, who's the lead for B-52s, was like, I'm not rich at all.
Yeah. It really wasn't until like
he wrote
the late
all them
90s.
Damn
early hits. Yeah, no, I was saying it really wasn't until like the late 90s and early 2000s where there was that explosion of like multi-platinum everything. You know, everything was going platinum and multi-platinum, and, you know, and, but then, you know, Napster came and kind of killed all that off. And but it was like
And what was happening, though, was people like 50 Cent were able to demand more money up front, and they were holding on more of their stuff. The other people, they kept telling them, oh, you'll get residuals, but they were making money off of them people up front.
One thing what 50 Cent did that was really bright, too, is, you know, Dr. Dre had Aftermath, which was separate from Interscope, and then, you know, Eminem had Shady Records, which was separate from Aftermath, then 50 Cent had G-Unit, which was separate from Shady Records.
Yeah,
so
but
it's
50
like the
Cent
money
also,
just kind of flowed upwards, but they all got money.
Yeah, but 50 Cent, he kind of, I didn't care much for him as a rapper, but he's a smart businessman.
Well, if you look at it, 50 Cent was the first man that built a buzz before he walked into the business.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So he kind of knew
what Michael Jackson did. He got copyright to the Beatles. And look how big that was.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then had to sell it back.
And Rolling Stone.
Well, in 50, he kind of capitalized on, like, the perfect opportunity. Because like I was talking about earlier with John Woods, like, he was getting all soft. And he was, like, kind of the number one, like, guy out, like, kind of around outside from maybe, like, Jay-Z or Eminem or whatever. But, you know, 50 Cent just came and he capped, you know, he basically went right after King, you know. He went right at him.
He went all of them. You remember he wrote that song, How to Rob.
That was years earlier, though. Like, because that was when he was originally signed, and then he got shot, and then he got dropped from the label because he got shot.
He created a street buzz that was so big. It's the same. Drake did the same thing. He created a street buzz that was so big that you can walk into any company, and they got to pay you now.
Yeah.
The Hot Boys did it. They did it with their record company. That's why they got such a big deal from Universal.
No Limit kind of did the same thing.
Yep. Create your own buzz. Think about the guy with the Gangnam Style. He made a shitload of money just off YouTube alone.
I think
they said like $8 million.
Yes. What about Coney? Coney made a shitload of money fooling people.
Coney.
Then why the
Coney made $5 million. Do y'all understand? He made $5 million off YouTube.
The motherfucker walking around naked in the streets.
I think I'd have slapped a bitch with my dick too if I got $5 million from YouTube. I'd have straight slapped a bitch at the Olive Garden with my dick.
See, that's the irony. See, the irony is that the internet has given people more power than anyone's ever had, and yet you're left with all these motherfuckers who have no talent. That's the irony.
Like,
the talented motherfuckers got screwed over because they couldn't control their own destiny as much. Well, we got all this control, and everybody sucks.
Like the swamp cat.
It's like,
I don't know what's happened on the other side of the fence, though, but do you think white people bootleg as much, not as much as black, but do you really think they do it in the white community?
No, I know white people that's got one of them things where you get download the music 99 cents a song. I was like, what the fuck are you doing with that? You can get it for free. No.
Yeah, that's true.
White people.
Well, it's one of those things. The privilege allows them to make it just easier for themselves. It's just easier to click OK, buy on iTunes than to, you know,
that's
go through around a couple of
times. And that damn Justin Bieber and all them is keep going on because they still getting support from their community.
Why do you think? Look at what I mean, look, Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen ain't made no real new music, and the Rolling Stones and shit, and they still touring.
Yeah.
But
the black
really
groups
the
is struggling.
Aerosmith, they still doing it. They released a new album in November, I think.
Exactly. Think about it. But you can't get a nigga to release no album because if he do, won't nobody buy it.
Yeah.
Only person that does it, he does it real smart, is R. Kelly. He put out a fake ass CD right before his real one dropped. The bootleggers get the fake one in the window. I mean, he's doing it every time, every time. He might have one or two songs on, but you get that fake bullshit CD, but when the real one drop, he get that money off.
And that motherfucker said he'd pull an Italian job on your ass.
I think R. Kelly, though, he was going ham for most of the 2000s up until he got called not guilty. I know what he was on. I'm going to make as many songs as I can before I
Are you right? That motherfucker owned. R. Kelly owned the 90s and 2000s. He did.
Oh, yeah.
After that case was closed, he was like, all right, fuck it.
Yeah.
That nigga was making so much music. That nigga was doing all kind of different genres of music and shit, coming up with his own genre, saying stupid shit.
Oh, he's one very creative dude, though. I'll tell you that shit, though, but...
It's funny that when you look at somebody, like I said, I look at him as a musical genius. I don't know if anybody will ever give him his credit, but he is a genius.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like a professional athlete with that thing hanging over his head, even though he was not guilty, they won't let him in the Hall of Fame, you know. It's, you know, that's.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't they let Buddy in the Hall of in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then he was fucking his cousin? Great Balls of Fire?
Yeah, something like that.
What's the white man that sang Great Balls of Fire?
I remember the song, but I don't remember the name.
Damn it. Somebody go and throw my name out there, white people.
Wait a minute.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
You say he was fucking his cousin, but I mean, that's a...
Man, that's
that really
illegal.
Why do that shit?
That shit was illegal what he was doing. He lost all of his... He lost his record contract, everything. That nigga wasn't only fucking his cousin. He married her. And she was 13.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Y'all better go watch Great Balls of Fire. That shit was a great movie. Dennis Quaid.
It's like, what's his face? That director. I can't think of his name now.
Oh, yeah. The motherfucker that was.
Daughter.
He fucked this. Oh, yeah. Are you talking about Woody Allen?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about that other one, the motherfucker that fucked that bitch and gave her some Quaaludes and shit and got her high and then went out of the country. Polanski. Somebody else was thinking like I was thinking. Roman Polanski.
DJ, when you said something about pulling up the horse fucking that lady, you know, I'm a truck driver, dog. We go anywhere near the fucking Mexico border. We catch a van and go across the damn border, and they have live shows like that where women are the fucking donkeys and shit.
Bullshit.
Wow. You're not. We pay $15 to hop a van, man. We go into Mexico and watch shows like that all the time.
Like,
dog. And
think about it. Like, he asked, he said, how do you get off on it? And I told him, you don't get off on it. You just watch it.
Just watch the shit.
you know somebody has to be like straight beating it to it. You know, they just have to be going ham on that motherfucker. You know,
it's like watching a cooking show. You don't get fooled.
Out there.
Right.
Think about it. When you watch a cooking show, you don't walk away from that motherfucker fool. Woo! What'd you eat, nigga? I just watched the cooking show, nigga. I'm straight.
I sent half my dates to the damn TV show. Hell, watch a good show.
I was a fool for that one. You say I'm straight. What? I ain't got to go to eat nowhere. I just watch motherfucking cooking show, nigga. What? But no. But no, it was just something you just watch. You didn't get nothing out of it. It was just something like weird to watch. Like, you couldn't believe this person was fucking the horse. Then you couldn't believe that she was actually taking the dick of the horse. Because I don't know if y'all ever grew up on a farm or drove past a farm, but I remember when I was little and my mom and them took me on this farm and I seen the horse dick and I was like, what the fuck? And so I'm a child and I'm fascinated. My mama slapped me in the back of the head for looking at the horse dick, but I was like, and I kept pointing at it.
Hey, dog, Tommy. Hey, Tommy, I remember taking my kids, man, to the zoo. And if you ever watch the monkeys, man, them motherfuckers, they having sex just like human. It caught my eyes, and I'm telling the kids, y'all turn around, don't look.
I'm still looking at shit.
The woman monkey, man, will go down and suck his dick and shit, man. I'm like, I'm like, man, this is some bullshit. I can't keep the kids away. But I was like, man, fuck this shit. I can't believe it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know if they act. Feminine instincts, man, but they was fucking getting it in. When you start sucking the dick,
Oh, I'm laughing because a nigga sent me one of them videos on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
And the horse was like, I mean, not horse, but the monkeys. Yeah. You're right. They were just like, dude got behind one of the monkeys, just started straight drilling.
Yeah. Dude, you have to see that shit. It shocked the shit out of me, man. I was like, oh, shit. And the kids were like, oh, y'all look. I'm like, no, y'all go. Let me damn look. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I just couldn't believe it, man. It really was funny to me, though. But hell, I was like, it didn't turn me on or nothing. I didn't want to go behind the damn bush and jack off or nothing, but.
Hey, I'll tell you what. We got exposed to some shit we shouldn't have when we were young. That motherfucking, A National Geographic used to show a bitch titties flopping around and nigga dick hanging.
Oh.
Watch as Umbumfu sucks Zulu Shaka's dick. this is a mating ritual that they do in the Umbumfu pride. You know, I'm like, what? What the fuck am I doing? And my mom was thinking she's doing a good thing. Just watch PBS. You gonna see what happened after watching.
That's the crazy part. We can watch animals fuck, but we can't watch two people fuck. Like,
watch just
the lion mounts the lioness with his penis and inserts it and thrusts it to and throws. Like,
a regular mountain goat can fuck up to 45 minutes straight without stopping.
Right. This is educational, kids. Like,
you know what I'm saying? This shit is making me feel bad.
God,
fucking mountain goat can fuck for 45 minutes. I jack off for 3 minutes and I'm done. You ever play that game with yourself? You go in there and jack off and try to see how long you can last.
Like, you're about to resurrect. Oh, okay, let me stop.
You mean that be like, I'm going to set a record this time. I'm going to go longer than five. Oh.
Now, problem though is when you do it a bunch of times in one day.
Oh yeah, I've done that too. See how many times I can do it a day. Next thing you know, it ain't no more cum coming out. It's just air.
Damn arm get tired, and then you ain't really good with the other arm. And then you know you realize you switch hands without missing a damn stroke. Man,
you know what I'm saying? You know you know when you've been jacking off too long, where you outlast the motherfucking lubricant. You're like, fuck. The lubricant keep drying up. Yeah, that's when I just be like, fuck it, let me go to sleep. My dick is mad at me. Woke up the next day, my dick had filed a restraining order.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you who get my way. I was married, man. My ex-wife used to piss me the fuck off, though, man. I be trying to get some pussy one night. She wouldn't ever give it to me. So I said, fuck it. I started calling my damn mom. I saw shit jacking off really, and then she get mad. What you doing? What you doing? Shit, I was leave me alone. It's getting good now. And I start calling my own name then. Oh, shit, man. Shit,
you know, I used to do that, too. I used to go to the bathroom. You know when you go and play like you're shitting? I mean, we go so far to spray some motherfucking spray. Nigga, you didn't shit. Going there smelling like flowers and shit. You didn't shit. It ain't even hot in here. You lying. Come out relaxed like a son of a bitch. Go straight to sleep, bitch mad. My girl know if I nigga not longer than 10 minutes, he is jacking off.
Oh, shit.
That's why I love the fact I got my own shit downstairs and shit. I beat my meter now. I built this shit just for that purpose.
God,
man. Bitch, I ain't got to go upstairs and deal with you. I do it myself. I go upstairs smiling and shit with a motherfucking daiquiri.
You got the insulated walls in this. Nobody can hear you.
Yeah, I always turn the fan on. Because, you know, and here's the bad thing about niggas. Niggas will come to the door and knock on it, talking about they got a question. Throw your rhythm off. I don't need that. So I just turn the fan on. They hear that fan. I can't hear shit. I give them the horn right quick. I can't hear you. Wait till I get out. I'm stopped up. What is that?
I'm trying to unplug the toilet.
It's a crazy ass question though, but why would a woman get mad at you if you decided to beat your own shit? I mean, she don't want you to feel good.
No, it's easy because black women don't like for you to take care of you. They don't like for you to be happy. I'm telling you, when they did that on that motherfucking show, where that man was sitting up there and he pretended that he liked cleaning the house and taking care of the kids so she would do it, that was gold. The nigga pretended to like all this shit, so she forced him to stop doing it. I sit up there and had a chick ain't fucked me. We been in a relationship. Nigga go a month without getting no pussy. Fuck it.
Yeah.
So I started cheating. Then she want to get mad.
She ain't giving me none.
Right, you got to do your job.
How you gonna go get mad at me? You ain't fucking me. You should be happy.
Damn.
Look like I'm bothering you when I ask for some pussy anyway. You ever get that that's the problem with being in a long standing relationship. When they forget to give you some pussy.
God damn.
You know when you tell them, hey, you know I'm gonna fuck you tonight. Cause you gotta schedule pussy when you in a relationship and you live together. So I'm like, you know, I gotta fuck you. We gonna fuck tonight. She's like, yeah, I'll be ready. Just be upstairs at 11 o'clock. I don't know what the fuck that is. What is that
hey,
shit?
Y'all hear that?
I'm here. I've been hearing that for the past 2 minutes.
Motherfucker, straight shooting me up.
Sound like somebody got money.
Sound like some radiation device and shit.
This shit is coming from, but it's scaring me.
I thought I was the only one. I'm like, I can't be the only one hearing this shit.
I'm waiting on my motherfucker silk the shock in this bitch.
The shock. Forgot all about that dude, man.
Holy shit. I'm up here looking around for a bitch trying to shock me and shit with a taser. I told you, bitch, I wasn't trying to rape you. Damn. Crazy shit. I'm just glad I didn't do it during my interview. You know, that sounded like the nicest woman in the world. Did it not?
Hey,
yeah,
yeah.
Yo, she sounded like the fucking sunshine in the morning, what she sounded like.
I would bury myself in her pussy and suck my thumb while inside.
Hey, TJ.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you touched on this tonight, but I missed part of the show. But if you didn't, man, about RG3, you know that song, which might be out a whole year next year?
Because that fool let him go out there and play on his knee.
Yeah. No, well, he lied to him also, too, though. He lied and told him that, you know, well, first of all, he ain't no doctor. And he wouldn't let the doctor touch him. So the doctor can't touch him. The coach said, the doctor said he was okay to go. The doctor come out and said, you have to lie. It scared the shit out of me when he went out there. He didn't, you know, he knew something was wrong. And this happened way back when they played Baltimore weeks ago. He been playing on a bad, the ACL is fucked up. But when he told that ALCL, that's just mobility right there. This didn't just happen in this game. He been playing like that for a few weeks.
And see, and he ain't no workout warrior like old Buddy was. You remember?
Peterson.
Yeah, Peterson. Peterson's a motherfucking beast. That nigga's Wolverine.
RG3 is too, though. He one of the hardest workers in the league now.
No, RG3 looks like Wolverine.
Oh, wow.
It is a difference. There's a difference.
Damn.
I'm sorry, RG3. I didn't mean that. That nigga been got me fired like he got Rob Parker fired.
Wow. Hey, you know who RG3 looks like? It's Andre 3000.
He sure does.
He really does.
And the nigga got a grill for a set of teeth, boy, because between every one of his teeth is a space.
God damn.
Every time I see that nigga, I be thinking, would y'all like to go outside and grill? I suddenly got a taste for grill steak. How you get the exact perfect space between each one of your teeth? That is impressive. When he was a kid, they gave him braces to separate each one of his teeth.
They gave him, like you say, Tommy, gap teeth in your mouth, somebody.
And they got so many gap teeth in his mouth, everybody dick got to fit. He said, there's an orgy in your mouth and everybody's coming. But no, I'm going to tell you what, though. I really enjoyed this weekend, and it hadn't been this way in a while. This first weekend of football was very fun to watch. I enjoyed all the games. And I look forward to seeing Seattle's defense, see if they can stop the Falcons. I look forward to watching New England beat the crap out of the Texans.
Uh-huh.
I look forward to seeing Baltimore and see if Ray Lewis wear that motherfucking Voltron arm and shit.
Don't sleep on Green Bay now.
Now, I think Green Bay going to – I hate to say it because I'm a San Francisco fan. Not San Francisco, but who they supposed to be playing? No, they are playing San Francisco. That's right.
Yeah.
I just think – here's the thing. San Francisco has the defense to shut Green Bay down.
Yeah.
But – Green Bay has the offense to blow San Francisco out.
And that's what's been happening a lot, too, against that great defense.
Because if your defense have a bad day, and everybody keeps saying, you know, defense travels well and you shouldn't have a bad day on defense, oh, fuck that. I've seen it happen when you just have a shitty day and that motherfucker, you watched Notre Dame was known for their defense. They got fucked over last night.
You know what, though, Thomas? And I'm so glad that shit happened like that. You know why?
I am too.
Because it's so wrong for them bastards to get to play in the damn championship game because they don't play in no conference championship. They don't play in no conference at all. I mean, all they have to do is win.
They play the bullshit schedule.
Offense. Yes.
They play the bullshit schedule. Nigga, we beat USC. Anybody could beat USC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was bullshit. And I'm glad they got exposed the way they did. I wish Alabama had to put 80 goddamn points. I was mad because they did.
I mean, really, you know,
that nigga said he would cheer for 80 points.
I mean, that's a national championship. Who won? I mean, it was
built. I thought I was watching the basketball game.
I like when that quarterback got mushed in the face by that center.
Boy, that was funny. That was funny. Yeah. He was like, man, big boy turned around and said, man, you better watch it and push his ass. That was funny, though. And then that's his roommate. I was like, man, this shit was cool, though. It was intense, though.
I was like, and you couldn't do nothing because that white boy was about 6'5", 350.
And Tommy, the funny part about it, though, if you go back and watch the video when it happened, you'll see the Notre Dame lineman jumping and laughing and happy. I'm like, motherfucker, that's the only time you get to laugh all night.
Yeah, y'all laughing. That, nigga, they been mushing y'all the whole night. He only got mushed once. Nigga, they mushed you like 92 times.
No, I think they was excited because they finally see the quarterback got hit.
Yeah. was some of the worst. And I'm like you. And I'm an ACC fan, but we understand the ACC, that our motherfucking teams suck. We know that we some badass teams.
That's right.
We know that it's going to take a while. Hopefully Florida State will do something in a minute, but we know we're second tier.
That's right.
We would have rather seen two SEC teams play. We wouldn't want to see Florida State fuck around, got in the damn bowl game, and got bowled over.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just let Georgia play them again?
They want to give the illusion of fairness.
Oregon would have brought it.
I would have seen Oregon. At least Oregon would have been exciting.
Yes, sir.
Motherfucking shitty ass game. I guess, I don't know. It was a better game than the LSU-Alabama game.
Well, yeah.
Because the motherfucking LSU couldn't move the ball.
Yeah, that was.
I've never seen nothing like that at all. They had a quarterback that couldn't throw. Literally, they would hike it to this nigga, and he would be like, "And what's next?"
But see, the thing about it was LSU had beat Alabama, you know, just a couple of weeks previously too, and that would build everything up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, they got lucky and beat them then. You know that the weed head got a turnover and ran it back.
Yeah.
They still didn't really score when they beat them then. It was all on defense.
It was all defense. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it happened. I'm looking at the Lakers. I feel bad for the Lakers. We'll end it on this. I feel bad for the Lakers because they are old ass team. They brought that boy there who didn't want to be there. And people who don't know, I'm friends with Lou Williams. Dwight Howard wanted to come to Atlanta. A lot of people don't know that. What they were going to do was Lou Williams. That's why Lou Williams came. Josh Smith was going to be there. And Dwight Howard was going to come. And all three of them Atlanta boys were going to play together. But they wouldn't trade him. The Orlando wouldn't trade him to Atlanta because he knew he wanted to go.
Yeah,
that's why he
Lakers
looked so unhappy,
not...
even though he's in L.A. He didn't want to be in L.A.
Yeah.
And L.A. fucked up. Yeah, L.A. fucked up by getting
him. That's up all the time, too.
Yeah, his back always hurting. Motherfucker arm is hurting now. Nigga dick need to be hurting the way he keep coming up with kids by these hoes.
God damn.
They fuck with Dwight Howard, then they fuck Dwight from the block.
That nigga need to put his dick on injured reserve. Ladies and gentlemen, thank everybody for joining the show. I had fun. Say goodnight, people. Hey,
right,
make sure y'all come back to the show. Remember, no matter how much they try to fuck up the website, they can't fuck up what I do. Because what I do is what I motherfucking do.
Damn.
They can hate it all they want to. I still cannot believe, people. I still can't believe they have taken it to this extent, to the stuff that they did when they sat there and are sending tweets out to now